Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Google.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We've got a government funding update. Republicans and Democrats went back and forth yesterday about how to avoid a government shutdown come Friday. House Republicans said they were fine with a bill that extends funding until December 18th or December 21st. Senate Republican leadership was kicking this around, but late yesterday, House Democrats said they would only agree to a week-long extension. The main goal is to get this fight out of the George H.W. Bush Remembrance Week. December 21st makes sense for a lot of reasons. It's right before Christmas. But the House is looking to pass the short-term spending bill by unanimous consent, so everyone needs to agree.
Special Air Mission 41 is the call sign for Air Force One, which will fly today from Houston Ellington Airport to Joint Base Andrews with the 41st President's casket. There will be a 21-gun salute, and My Country Tis of Thee will be played by the Air Force Band as the casket is carried to the hearse. The casket goes straight to the Capitol.
The New York Times' Maureen Dowd has a first-person piece on her relationship with George H.W. Bush and the notes the two sent to each other for decades. The Times also has a piece up on A1 that looks at how, despite the big losses in the House, Republicans show no signs of making any course correction. And there was no major bloodletting of top leaders as Kevin McCarthy swiftly moved to become minority leader. The Washington Post, meanwhile, reports on the last stand of Congress's Never Trump Brigade.
News on the trade front, President Donald Trump tweeted at 11 p.m. that China has agreed to reduce and remove tariffs on cars coming into China from the U.S. Currently, the tariff is 40%, but Quint Forgey and Doug Palmer write that there was no immediate confirmation for Trump's claim. The Washington Post has a headline this morning putting it all into context. Despite pause in trade war, U.S. and China's economic relationship is forever changed.
The Wall Street Journal has a piece up on how the Trump administration is trying once again to fulfill the president's infrastructure pledge, looking to spend $1 trillion to upgrade U.S. infrastructure. This has gone nowhere previously. The Wall Street Journal reports that the White House is expected to include more federal money in the package. Mitch McConnell has said no thanks to this in the past. In the juice, we've got Nancy Pelosi sitting next to honoree Cher at the 41st Annual Kennedy Center Honors last night.
First in playbook, Noam Lee will be the executive director for the DGA. Lee most recently was the DGA's national finance director after 2 years as major gift director. The president today will meet with HUD Secretary Ben Carson at 1:45 in the Oval Office. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.